I'm Pastor Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango. We are an independent church committed to the gospel and dedicated to ministering to those who respond on how to walk with God by faith. And I have the privilege of being your pastor for the day, and I'm delighted that you are listening today. May God bless us all with the spirit of inner confidence and strength as we look into His Word together. Listen to Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen. Have you ever heard someone say the mind is a terrible thing to waste? Deep within the human mind, God has given the human race the power and ability to discern and understand what is morally right or wrong. This is often referred to as our conscience. Like a compass, our conscience can be a tool to guide or steer our thoughts and therefore our conduct, intentions, and character away from what is harmful to our being. So allow me to ask you, can you trust your mind to steer you in the way in which you should live your life to please God? May I suggest to us all, because of our fallen, sinful nature, our minds alone cannot be trusted as our moral compass to help us discern between what is right or wrong, let alone what God's good, pleasing, and perfect will actually is. The truth is, our mind needs to be seasoned or conditioned properly. Our minds can be seasoned in one of two ways, by the world's standard or by God's standard of what is right or wrong. Which do you conform your thoughts to? Today's scripture passage teaches us not to season our minds according to the world's pattern. The world's pattern is wicked in such a way that it keeps God's word out of the equation and therefore damages the moral compass that affects our intentions, conduct, and character away from what pleases God. And as a result, we become unable to understand what God's good, pleasing, and perfect will is. Conforming our minds to the world's pattern begins when we govern our minds by our own understanding, leaving God's word out of our way of thinking. When this happens, our moral compass becomes damaged and malfunctions, steering us to what pleases ourselves rather than what pleases God. This will lead to a depraved mindset polluted by sinful desires that begin to well up into our mind and eventually our hearts to the point where we yield our minds into thinking, if it feels good, it must be okay mentality. When we season our minds by this world's pattern, we are in danger of desiring to do the very things that ought not to be done. Let us listen now to Romans chapter 1, verses 21 and verse 28. Verse 21 says, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened." Verse 28 puts it this way, "Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done." Amen. God desires for us to know His good, pleasing, and perfect will and how it is best for our lives. His word challenges us to renew our minds in and through His word so that our moral compass would function properly, guiding and steering us to His will and way. Our world is a mess today and is in moral chaos due to the very fact that many have fallen into the depraved, corrupt mindset that leaves God's word out of their minds. Therefore, their moral compass is malfunctioning and off, pointing and steering them in a direction far away from God Himself. So how do you season your mind? By the world's standards or by God's? The good news is God's grace and the forgiveness it offers. Because of our Lord's sacrifice upon the cross, we can renew or season our mind and heart in Him and know of His good, pleasing, and perfect will for us. He never turns anyone away. Faith is simply trusting God and taking Him at His word. True faith, then, believes God, trusts in His word, and seasons their mindset to conform to God's good, pleasing, and perfect will as they surrender their life to Christ Jesus as Lord. May I encourage you to do just that. Surrender your life to Christ. Renew your mind daily with His word. Learn to pray over His word and join with others of like minds and faith for worship. In the end, you'll be glad you did. May God bless us all as we season our minds in Him. Be assured your heart's desire will follow your mind. It always does. Until next time, stay amazing, wrapped in God's glory, seasoned in and with His word. I'm Dan Maxfield of the First Baptist Church of Chittenango, your pastor for the day.